I can hear myself. Can you hear me?
Let's hear you.
Hello?
I think I can hear you.
Morgan, can you hear me?
I don't know if I can hear me.
Wait, turn that one up a little bit. Okay. Right.
Everything's just getting louder. The question is, can I hear me? I can hear you.
Okay. We are okay now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trusting you.
So, this is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. And tonight we have Morgan Geist here in the studio. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you, Tim, for having me in this high-tech studio.
Well, we have a new, you can see it through the windows there, but we have a new fancy mixer over there.
I see that.
That's going to have a, you know, it has a computer screen for the actual VU meter. It's pretty fancy.
That's confusing.
Yeah, it is a little, well.
But it does sound impressive.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice. I hope so.
Nice.
We'll see. Anyways, what's happening with you? Because I think you have something going on right now.
Yeah, just hanging. And just got back from a tour in Australia where
you're going tomorrow. Yeah.
Can I volunteer that?
But tomorrow, I mean, we should really say that tomorrow is your big party.
Tomorrow's the party.
At Santos Party House.
It's a release party for my album, Devil Nighttime. It's at Santos Party House.
At what?
100 Lafayette Street. And it's 10, I think, to 4.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing. Darshan Jizrani is going to be playing. We're both playing solo, so it's not Metro Area playing.
Okay.
Jimmy Edgar
from
Warp Records is playing.
Is he in town or what?
He lives in New York now.
Oh, he does, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Dan Selzer of Acute Records is going to be playing.
Nice.
He's going to be warming things up for the crowd.
All right. Okay, good. So, and then the album, did it just come out now? Or
the album came out on the 6th in the States.
Okay.
Yeah. I keep trying to not say it. It did get panned really bad today on Pitchfork.
I did see
So it got slammed.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I was kind of hoping you would. It's funny, I talked to my dad earlier before coming up here, and I was like, yeah, I just got slammed in this like annoying like indie Bible website, and he's like, what if the radio guy asked you about that? And I'm like, Tim won't, I'm just going to bring it up. And he's like, why are you going to bring it up? You don't bring that up. I'm like, of course I'm going to bring it up. So I
didn't like, what was the last line of it?
It was basically like, Morgan shouldn't do music anymore.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah. No, yeah, it was like
stay behind the curtain.
I thought I was pretty mean.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like,
I was down with it. I was trying to think of some way to. I think I don't know. Like even this is probably paying it too much attention. But then I kept having these unhealthy desires. Like I wanted to actually take his review, and review it and critique it because it's not so well written. I actually wanted to be a writer. Of a musician, and it sounds like maybe I should do that.
Well, I mean, that's maybe the curtain. Yeah, that's your next step, right?
Yeah. But I never used to read reviews, and actually, Dan Selzer sent me some. I won't repeat what he said, but something derogatory about Pitchfork, and then I was like, oh, I guess I'll look at the review. And, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy I brought Jeremy Greenspan's profile down, the guy from Junior Boys, because he got like a 9.99 or something on Pitchfork. Which he would occasionally say to me, so I'm like, I'm just psyched that I brought his average down on that. That's good. To be honest, I don't know what those people are doing, even touching dance music anyway, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I guess you do have Jeremy Greenspan on there, so.
That's true. And who am I kidding? I was totally aiming for the Pitchfork audience. I'm not even kidding. Sam, I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't worry about
it. It's an existential crisis.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Every day. So how you doing?
I'm good. I mean, I'm getting nervous about leaving tomorrow for Australia, you know?
Well, as someone who just did it, Tim.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You should get much more nervous than you are. It's terrible. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, I'm nervous if I have to go for 13 hours without any light or entertainment system.
Yeah,
like
you'll be fine. Yeah, my flight there had not only was an entertainment system not present, it was there was no power where we were sitting. So this is the most despicable thing to complain about. This is worse than being crusty about the pitchfork thing. It's like, someone flew me to Australia. I couldn't watch a movie. But seriously, you couldn't read.
Yeah, but if you're sitting there for that long.
It was pitch black in the plane. And
it's full.
It was full. There were no lights.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something uplifting. I had some great falafel today.
You did?
Yeah.
From where?
This place, can I say names?
You can say names.
I think
names.
It was called Taim.
You just can't say how much it is.
I won't. I'm saying it. It was 9 balls of falafel. It was delicious. Over on Waverly, and kind of near here.
Right near here? Like tonight?
For lunch today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're in this neighborhood for lunch?
I was. I came down especially. I read the Pitchfork review and I said, I'm getting some falafel. Because food is really something to get happy about.
Yeah, that is true. That always makes me happy.
It was fantastic. It's owned by this Israeli woman who's like quite brusque, maybe bordering on rude. And I gave her my name and she thought it was Ergen, which I thought was funny. I actually made her smile because I kept saying my name's not Ergen. Oh, God. That's all I got for you.
It's okay. Yeah. Well, What are we listening to right now?
Right now, this is Patrick Cowley we're letting play. The great Patrick Cowley. Tim, could you say something about the fact that I'm wearing a WNYU t-shirt?
Whenever I see it, though, it looks like...
It looks homemade, right?
Yeah.
I'll admit I made it for the show.
It looks like for a kindergarten.
The show. Don't make fun of my design.
He's wearing a WNYU shirt that has... I mean, it is from WNYU, but... I've never given it out because it looks like...
It does say something about the level of education going on at WNYU. If this is the best thing that they could put out, knowing what this school costs, this should be like a hologram, this shirt.
Well, I thought we were hiding that one, but yeah. I guess Mike is sending it out to people.
Yeah. Mike, who does a show... Does he still do downtown?
Yeah, he does. He does it Friday nights, every 10:30 to 1 a.m.
Yeah, so... Yeah. And it's just the NYU theme tonight. But anyway, where were we? It's Patrick Cowley.
Yeah, Patrick Cowley. And then before that, what do we have?
Before that was Carolyn Crawford coming on strong. It was a re-edit from my man, Leonard Part 6 from Chicago. And Part 6 is his actual name.
His actual name.
He was born. It's Part 6. No, of course. I don't know what it means. I just really like thinking of his birth certificate. It's like Part 6. It's just one word. Mr. Part 6. Yeah. Coming on strong, Carolyn Crawford. Amazing track produced by Bohannon. Just fantastic.
We love Bohannon on this show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the 1-2 punch because you start with Bohannon all the time.
Every time.
I love that song.
Yeah. I need to get a new song to start with.
I think you shouldn't. I think you should keep that.
Just all the time.
Yeah, it's a great.
I've been playing
it
for like 5 or 6 years now, so I guess it's okay. So what did you have in planned playing wise for tonight? What were you thinking?
Let's be honest. I didn't plan this out.
You didn't play anything.
I brought
wore your WNYU shirt, and then you thought that would cover things.
I have my priorities.
You thought you'd get here early, wear a WNYU shirt, and everything would be okay.
Exactly. I got here nice and early. I'm wearing an NYU shirt. I mean, who cares what I play? But I think I'm going to play... I'm going to pimp my...
I'm going to pimp my record.
I'm going to play the Carl Craig remix off of Detroit, which is the first song on my... album that was panned by Pitchfork today. I don't know if I've mentioned that. And
that's Double Nighttime.
Double
that
Nighttime.
Right? That you released yourself on Byron,
Double
right?
Nighttime, panned by Pitchfork. It's the same number of syllables. Am I upset? No. I'm sorry. Let's talk about the record. I'm sorry. You know I like to beat the dead horse, you know?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's okay.
The only way I can relate to anybody is to just beat the dead horse. But yeah, Double Nighttime. It's the first song of Double Nighttime. Carl Craig remix. Carl's was really cool. Did two remixes for me when I asked for one, and I think I have to pay him back, and I'm gonna remix something for him. But
you don't know yet.
He said it was going to be a jazz project he's working on. I think maybe with Phil Ranelin, who did Tribe Records out of Detroit.
Okay.
But so I'm excited for that. But I'm also excited if he forgets, less work for me. I hope he doesn't listen to your show.
Or maybe he reads the Pitchfork review and then.
Oh yeah, and just totally is like, ah, screw that. Oh man, I hope Carl doesn't read Pitchfork. But it's been doing pretty well. I have to say, like, I want a Carl Craig remix on every record I do.
Really?
Yeah, his stuff is it's pretty good.
Yeah, good.
It's like
well, he is a Grammy nominated artist, right?
You don't have to tell me. I put that in every little bit of every in the one sheet, every release. It's the first time I've ever been able to use in the Environ logo and like
Grammy,
write Grammy on the same piece of paper using the Environ logo at the time.
So this is a 12-inch that you did for this, and it's on iTunes and everything?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. The single's on iTunes, the album's on iTunes, but yeah, you could get the single and the two remixes. iTunes Netherlands made one of these remixes single of the week, where they give it away.
Oh, yeah?
And I think it was one star, and I don't read Dutch, but I'm pretty sure everyone hated it. So just to keep on the theme of people just freaking hating everything I do. But it's I like the remix. I hope you do too. I'm giving you the record after this. So at least pretend you like it, because it's a gift.
What's happened? Well, with the album, are you doing vinyl of the album, or what's going
on? You know, I'm not. And I love vinyl, and it's probably hypocritical because I'm always railing against MP3s and all this stuff, but it's like, it's just tough right now, and it's not really a DJ kind of record. I mean,
it's a Pitchfork.
I was gonna say, I'm trying to remember how it was described there, but it's definitely more of a listening record, and I don't want to do like single vinyl. Like if I wanted to press, I want to do double vinyl, and it gets too expensive.
Yeah.
If it started doing well, then I'd press vinyl, but it's never going to do well now. You know why? I'll give you one guess. Wrong. Pitchfork. This is ridiculous. I apologize, Tim. I don't mean to make a mockery of the show.
No, it's okay.
I don't think I'm going to do vinyl. We'll do another single, though. Probably Ruthless City and maybe a remix and something on the flip. Like, weirdly, the slow song, City of Smoke and Flame, seems to be doing well. Because I think it's getting a lot of play on, like, satellite radio. Like, on one of the satellite radio shows. Yeah, like...
And people listen to this?
Apparently. I keep getting a lot of emails about it.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's really strange. And I was, like, totally hoping that wouldn't happen, because it's the one that, like, Jeremy Kogo... So I think it's one of the best things on the record, but I'm like, oh, I have to share this with Jenna. But no, it's one of my favorite ones. It's the way I wanted to do the whole album, which was I wrote the music and the melody and everything, but Jeremy actually wrote the lyrics. So I think he sings his own lyrics. Like,
okay.
It's always more natural if you write the stuff yourself, you know. You just have it ingrained. So I wrote the lyrics for the rest of the record.
Just that one song was
the one song was Jeremy.
Where that was the one song that you wanted to do for the whole...
Isn't this convenient how Patrick Cowley, ages ago, made his all the songs run into? This is like the best song, record to talk over. By the way, your whole audience is asleep by now. Like, we've been talking for 4 hours.
No, it has been a while, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we
just, like, shut up?
I mean... I think we should play the Carl Craig.
I'll play the Carl Craig remix. Yeah. One star on iTunes Netherlands. That's how I like to characterize it. No, it's the Carl Craig's remix one. And then he did a remix two, which is like a bit more of Jeremy's vocal and stuff. But this one's pretty sort of stomping.
And are you planning other singles for the album?
Just maybe the Ruthless City track, which is maybe Ruthless City... like, there's a video being done for that.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm fortunate because people seem to... I don't know, like...
Where's your budget for the video?
That's the thing. It's like, people just will... They'll be into the stuff and just do it. It's really great. I mean, that's what really counts, you know? There's people that are into it.
Yeah.
Enough to do things like that.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, the video might be a nightmare. That's the, you know, might be terrible. The guy's quite accomplished, though. I was really psyched that he wanted to do it.
Okay.
So we'll see. I'm not in it, so don't worry. And I don't know. So that'll probably be the second single. But I'm looking forward to just making some new music. Like I was really burnt on music, and
yeah, I thought you were gonna get out of music for a while.
Oh, I'd love to get out of music, but I don't know. It's like an addiction. Really, it is, because now it's like I sort of ask why am I doing this? I mean, obviously. I just like I have to or something, but it's like maybe I'll just do music and not release it or something. I don't know, but I have a bunch of new toys that I'm anxious to start working with at the studio. I just got my studio all wired together, so I'm actually psyched to make some music.
Then.
Yeah. So,
are you going for the 10.0 review now? Is that
trying to knock it down.
What? You knock it down?
Yeah, I want to go for like a 1.8. Like, that's what I like is a decimal point. Like, how do you do that? Like, a number is funny enough, but then a decimal, like, where's the like, I want to see the algorithm.
Wait, what was yours, though? 6.0?
Oh, damn it. I think it might be a round number.
Or 6.1.
I hope it's that. And I hope it's like, you know, it's like, well, the 0.1 was because of the lyrics Jeremy wrote. Something that's even more humiliating. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know. We're supposed to do some metro area stuff.
Right. Yeah. You've been working on that, right?
For like the last, you know, seven, eight years. We just finished a mix CD.
Yeah.
We have to stop talking. This is so
boring.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
I don't mean to run the show, but I'm annoying myself at this point. So I don't know. I can't imagine what the audience is thinking.
Well, let's play this record and then we can talk more.
Later. Okay. I love talking to you. Don't get me wrong.
I was only talking because you were talking. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to put these other... Is that what I do? Put the other headphones on?
Yeah. Put the other headphones on.
This is live, folks.
You know, just cue it up.
Okay.
And this is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York with Morgan Geist. Here we go.
Thank you. rock you out. He will funk you out. He's too rest, too rough, too rough. He works overnights, full of party life, plays music like no kind. He will rock you out. He will funk you out. He's too rest, too rest, too rest. He works overnights, full of party life, plays music like no kind. He will rock you out. He will funk you out. He's too rest, too rest, too rest. He works overnights, full of party life, plays music like no kind. Thank you.
somebody's been sleeping in my bed. I don't even know who is.
Watch it.
I know somebody's been getting your loving. But can't nobody take what you don't give.
Watch it.
You've been giving up your love and trying to hide. But you know love can't live through no lies. I don't even want to hear about the other guy. Cause anything you do, girl, you know why. It's all over your face.
Stop lying.
It's all over your face.
Don't try it.
You see, it's all over your face.
Stop lying.
I can see it all over your face.
Don't try it.
You better stop lying and start trying. Cause a lie just leads to disgrace. You better start. Like a fairy tale, something's got
Hey.
This is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here's your host, Tim Sweeney, and you've been listening to Morgan Geist. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you, Tim, again for having me. It was kind of a turbulent flight.
You were all over the place.
Fun nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe you should stick to
behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do that.
No, I'm just joking. Come on.
Tim, you know I'm sensitive.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, it's okay.
So you have this album out now. Double Nighttime,
yeah.
Right? And you have a 12-inch out for it, right?
Yep, Detroit.
Detroit with Carl Craig remix.
This is like Mad Libs self-promotion. Like fill in the blank with the name of your stuff. You have an album out now called Apple.
And tomorrow night? What's happening tomorrow night?
Do you need a noun for this? Party. Tomorrow night is a party at Santos Party House. Where better to have a party? It's a house made for partying.
Other places.
Wow. That was pretty hardcore for you. You know, Tim's a nice guy, and I think he may have just dissed that like a jilted lover. Tim, we have to let people know that you did a party there for a while.
For a little bit. But there's a review of it today on Resident Advisor, just to go with the press.
Really?
Thing. On Resident Advisor, they had like a 1 week in New York review, and they came to Santos when I was playing, and this says how no one was there.
Oh no! Oh my God!
I'm crying.
You should have really. And the irony is, I asked Tim to play my release party. So if you played the release party tomorrow and then Resident Advisor came and reviewed it and said no one was there while you're playing the release party for my crappily reviewed record. You know something? I don't mean to be unthankful because that was the only... I've been very thankful to the people who said nice things, which has been everyone but them, basically. So I don't mean to sound thankful to the journalists out there who accepted my money and... gave it a good review. Accepted the bribe.
Yeah.
Accepted sex, let's be honest.
Oh,
yeah. This bald head gets around. God, I hope my dad and mom are listening to this show. But, yeah.
Wait, are they in New Jersey?
They're in New Jersey.
Yeah. So they could get this signal. They could be listening.
Then,
right,
yeah. Well, my cell
phone's
are
they
not
in
ringing.
Northern New Jersey?
They're in Northern New Jersey, yeah. There's a very good chance.
Yeah, they get stuff to Northern New Jersey.
Yeah, thank God I didn't tell them about it. No, that's not true. I think maybe Dad's listening. Don't worry, I won't do any... I did a radio show. I won't do any direct communication.
How long did you do a radio show for?
I'm going to demonstrate my radio show expertise and put
this.
Another song on.
Okay.
Watch carefully. Oh, that's the one.
There we go.
See, Tim, one day you'll be like that. One day. Keep it up. Keep practicing. How long have you been doing your show?
9 years.
9 years. Yeah. All right. Fine. You did it longer than that. I did one for 4 years.
Okay. Your college years.
Exactly.
I have extended my college years.
But
so.
Come on, man. RPM director. I was an RPM director.
All right.
Doesn't that get me like another half year of credit? And I do kind of a fake radio show now.
You do? On where?
On, like, the Red Bull station, which is, I'm sorry, it's really a sellout thing, but...
How often do you do that?
And they pay me, they make me drink Red Bull as payment. I've never actually had a Red Bull, but I've been doing that, I don't know, a while now, maybe a couple years or something.
You just said that, and now you're not going to have a show anymore.
That's okay. No, it's pretty funny because I was at that Red Bull DJ Academy thing.
Right.
And they kind of like put Red Bull in front of you.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it's just around, obviously.
Yeah.
And I kept not drinking it, and I figured they would kick me out of the place then. Because I kept being like, now could I have like a seltzer? But, yeah. So.
Well, they're not so bad about forcing it on you there.
They're actually, I have to say, you know, let's not talk about this.
Yeah.
Holy boring.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, they stay out of the way when they sponsor stuff, which is really nice. And by stay out of the way, I mean everyone is drinking the Red Bull and like their pupils are the size of...
So, well, okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about here? Well,
no, I think you should cut me off.
We should stop. So, music tonight, kind of...
All over the place.
All over the place. And
Tim's... He says he has a professional setup here, but the truth is one of the turntables wasn't working right. I can't take the... This has been a hard day for me.
You know...
I can't think people... Like, people are going to think I play records with only the right channel going after the bad reviews.
Oh, come on. No. It's not... It's
a professional setup. I'm just kidding. I actually was playing a mono record. I was only on the right side. Anyway, do we have to... What do we do? Do we read this?
Is there anything you need to talk about for me? You
want me to break it down?
Yeah, break it down.
I'll break it down.
Break it down.
We started out with Morgan Geist, Detroit, the Carl Craig remix number one on Environ, which is my label. And Morgan Geist is my name. Oh, jeez. But after that, we had Bonnie Oliver, Come Inside My Love, on The Joint. 202 Machine, Get Up, Rock Your Body on Fire Sign. I'm remembering radio now, because you try and get a different thing to say between the songs. So you'll be like, after that, we had 69.
And you had to change what you say in between each one.
Planet E. Following that, we had Amnesia, Taurus on Proto. Directly after that, we had Noia, True Love on Italian Records.
I just have a thesaurus in front of me that has... Yeah.
Noia was a catalyst for a reaction that precipitated Ronnie Dyson all over your face on Cotillion. And finally, Derek May emerged.
And what is this one?
Oh, what is this? This is Greg Wilson's band. I can't remember what it is. I think it's like XXXO.
It's an early
Manchester thing.
Yeah. And Greg Wilson is playing...
he's playing soon.
This next weekend, or
this coming weekend.
This weekend?
No, the 25th maybe.
Yeah, so next weekend. Yeah, it's next week. I'm away when it's happening.
All right. Yeah, well, anyway, shouts to Greg Wilson for this one. It's a nice track.
Yeah.
Mercifully, that's it. Now it's over to an actual radio DJ, a good DJ.
come on. No, that was nice. Thank you for coming here.
Thanks for having me.
Doing the radio thing here.
Yeah,
no, you like radio. Come on.
I do like radio. I'm
Red Bull Radio isn't like this, is it?
I don't talk.
So you don't talk on it.
No, I used to. I used to do interviews on it. That lasted for like 3.
And then
I said too much work.
Really?
So, yeah, it was really too much work. I would spend like a week editing the show. And I was thinking this going on the Red Bull station. Like, I don't know if people are that interested in all this nerdy stuff. Yeah, but I interviewed some interesting people.
Like who?
I started out with Barry Lederer, who was a friend of mine, one of the pioneering New York disco DJs who passed away recently. So actually, that in itself was payoff. I mean, it's nice to have a recording of talking to Barry.
Yeah.
He was first, I think second was Bum Rocks.
Okay.
Andre.
Yeah, okay.
And then third was Steve Knutson, who runs Audica. So he played all this unreleased Arthur Russell. What? I actually had the 2424 music cassette in my studio for a week. It was awesome.
Steve's going to be coming on this show. I'm totally biting your thing.
Yeah, not biting. No, that's awesome. Steve's a really good guest.
In two weeks, he's going to come on this show and do Arthur Russell.
Yeah,
which was also the release of the next album from Arthur Russell is on that date, which is the 28th of October.
Holy mackerel, Tim. Wait a second. I'm just realizing, we just keep talking. You know, it's nice to see you. You know?
Yeah.
We just have, folks, we just don't talk enough. We're just catching up. Maybe we should just stop the music and just talk, you know? Just catch up. Hold on. I don't know what's on this.
It's okay. You can just...
Want me to just roll something?
Yeah. Just roll with it.
Let's hope we haven't heard it before. I don't know what it is. Let's see.
Okay, yeah, you know. We can go with that.
We can make it together. It's like... It's a good sum up.
So yeah, he's gonna come on the show, and I didn't realize you had already done it.
It's okay, yeah. Buy my funk. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I mean, this is gonna be really fun to talk over. There we go.
That's okay.
Yeah,
there we go.
So Steve's a really interesting guy.
Yeah.
He used to work at Tommy Boy. You'll find this all.
Oh, really?
You're going to talk to him?
Yeah,
like, four people?
Yeah. I'm a little worried because I'm going to be getting back from Australia the day before, so I feel like my interviewing skills, although not good in the first place, are going to be...
You're fine. It'll be fine.
You know, it's going to be pretty bad, but it'll be fun.
Well, have fun with it. I'm sure I'll bring some nice goodies to play. He brought some great stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to it.
And we played on my show first. He brought some great stuff.
Well, you know, he's got an album to promote, so nice. He comes on to the show.
Yeah. Getting those Red Bull leftovers? Yeah, I know. See what's going on. I have a feeling I probably wasn't the first radio show he was on. I do like thinking that was the case, but I don't think that's the case. I'll tune in and listen to that.
Yeah,
if only
no,
to
be...
hear you all jet lagged and messed up.
I know. I won't know what's going on. But okay, so, and you, after this, tomorrow night, you playing at Santos, then where are you going? What are you doing? Any remixes coming up that you're working on?
No, I'm not. I'm just gonna go back to making some original music, I think.
Okay.
Try for number two. Try for number three. To start working on a new album. We have a Fabric CD.
Wait, this is number three. So this was number two.
This was my second album.
Okay.
So I'm working at a.
What was the first one?
That was the Driving Memoirs in 1997.
Okay. So well, that was that on your label or?
That was on Clear, which is now defunct sort of like UK electronic music.
They had like Plaid.
Plaid was on there, which I was really psyched about. Herbert was on there, which is not as psyched about that one. I've admitted it. Herbert, I think, did this really quiet record. I think it was Dr. Rocket. It was very nice to go to sleep to.
I know what you're talking about.
Similar to his new stuff. But just different reasons. But yeah, it was nice. I like Clear. They really cared about their releases. All the artwork was really nice. It was cool.
So now it's going to be working on number three.
Just work on some music. See if I could get some new stuff going. Metro Area is supposed to do a new record. We have a Fabric mix coming out. I should probably hype that a little bit.
Is that out now?
Promo just came out. November 9th it's out.
Okay.
I love competing with this vocal. Fantastic. Just let him have his little tantrum. But so that's coming out November 9th. And
so that'll be good.
Yeah,
do some DJing tour
we'll
or anything?
We'll do a little DJing for that. I think I'm going maybe to play...
Oh yeah,
in London coming up for James Murphy's.
That's like in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I mean
that's when I'm in Australia.
Oh right.
So you should know. You should know if you're going though, shouldn't you?
Let's not get into that. I should know. I was supposed to know, but I get conflicting reports from the agent. But we'll see.
Okay.
And what else? Spain, Italy. I'm just DJing in Europe quite a bit coming up, and that's it, really.
And what's with the Metro Area mix for Fabric? What were you guys doing for that? I mean, what's the idea behind that?
There was no real idea. I mean, it was just throw a bunch of records at them, see what they could clear. It was like they couldn't clear anything, so we threw another bunch. So there was a lot of older stuff on there. So I think it started out being like a lot weirder and maybe a bit more interesting. It was just really impossible to clear a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
So now it's sort of, I think we're happy with it. We had almost no time to do it. They gave us 6 days maybe to do the whole thing, which for
really?
Us is very little. I know it's just a DJ mix, but we weren't doing it live. We were doing like edits of all the songs. And
well, what was this? They cleared all the tracks for you and then you had 6 days from once they cleared it?
Yeah, it took so long to clear. Crap. We just ran out of music again.
Okay.
That'll do.
Yeah.
We got to stop, man. I need some pizza.
Yeah, you need to go eat.
Yeah,
so.
But anyway, they took a long time to clear stuff, understandably, and we just had a little time to do it. So it resulted in some really long work days and some delirium, and that delirium resulted in us kind of like emceeing over the first track. This Indian film music track.
Really?
So
you guys both got on the mic.
We got on the mic. It's pretty ridiculous. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We basically, any shred of cred we had left is gone.
Well, Morgan, thank you. You can go eat your pizza
now. Thank you, Tim. This was enjoyable.
Yeah, no.
I hope your ratings bounce back after this. I hope it's not permanent damage.
Luckily, we don't subscribe to any ratings here. But I'm glad you came and saw the new studio here.
Yeah, these are really nice digs.
You know, hopefully we can have some bands in there in the future.
Cool.
We'll see. But
we'll keep tuning in and checking out the show.
Yeah, please do. And I guess now I'll get on and play for the last little bit that you left me here.
Left you? I kept trying to leave. You kept saying,
I
no, keep boring
I made
them.
You stay. I made
keep
you
boring
stay.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, have fun with that. I'll tell them to tune in to your show at the pizza place.
So, okay. Well, that's it. And to wrap it up, people should go check out tomorrow night Santa's Party House for the
double nighttime release party.
Double nighttime
Jimmy
release
Edgar,
party.
Darshan Chisrani,
Dan
myself,
Salzer.
Morgan Geist, and Dan Salzer. It's going to be a moderately good time. No, it's going to be fun. So please come down. It's Wednesday night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
What else is there?
It's New York. What else is going on? There's nothing going on here.
All right. Well, thank you, Morgan.
Thank you, Tim. It was fun.
So not convincing.
Thanks, Tim. That was really fun. It was fun. Come on. That's just how I said. That's me excited.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Here we go. More music. Beats of Space. WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Going till 1 a.m.